Hi, my name is Peter. I'm an alcoholic. Oh, I'm in the wrong basement. I'm sorry. I come from Worcester, Massachusetts, which is, oh my word. You're not going to like me now. Worcester is in the middle of Massachusetts. It's a gritty little factory town, which makes Bridgeport look like Greenwich. We were a Catholic household, and my parents were an odd couple. They had to get married because of me. My father was a card-carrying, flag-waving, dyed-in-the-wool Catholic, and my mother was an intellectual. She was reading all the time and trying to figure out the answer to everything. So at one point, she was reading St. Augustine, and she's reading about the origin of evil. And where did evil come from? Did God invent it? Did it come from, did it manifest itself? So she decided to engage me in a conversation about this. And I said, Mom, I'm 11 years old. I'm having trouble with long division. So that was that with that. On a burning Sunday morning in 1951, Christ the King Church was bursting with parishioners, and Father Leahy was droning on, as he always did, saying something. I don't know what the hell he was ever talking about. But at one point, he started talking about the lawn party. Now, the lawn party was like a little carnival the church had every year, and it had rides, and it had games. You might even win a prize. He's talking about the lawn party, and he's saying, well, now this year we're not going to have a lawn party. We're going to have a substitute lawn party. And you just give the money that you would have given if you went to the lawn party for the substitute lawn party. Well, what the hell is that? No reason, no excuse, just that's what you're going to do. I said something to my dad about it. He said, well, Father knows best. So that was that about that. When I was in the fifth grade, when I just finished the fifth grade, we had Sister Mary Aloysius, who was naive and innocent and really more innocent than most nuns, if that's possible. She told us a story one time about Pope Sixtus the Fifth. Six will get you five. This guy's a pope. He was in charge of. They had an obelisk, and it was laying on its side, and they were going to stand it up and put it in the middle of St. Peter's Square. So the engineers told the Pope that if there's any noise, it could crack the obelisk. So the Pope made an edict. He said, if anybody talks, anybody makes a noise, they get executed. So they stopped pulling up this obelisk. They got ropes around it. And they're winching it up. And the ropes start to slip. So it's dead silence, and the thing is starting to slip. And all of a sudden, this sailor from Naples yells out, wet the ropes. So the engineers realize that's a good idea, and they do. They wet the ropes, and they're able to get the obelisk all the way up. So then four soldiers come and grab the sailor because he made a noise. He's going to go see the Pope, and since he made a noise, he's going to be executed. So after about a half hour deliberating, the Pope finally decided to let him go. He didn't say much about the guy helping out with the obelisk, but he let him go. Now, according to Sister Mary Aloysius, this was a beneficent pope. He spared the sailor's life, and that showed what a charming and beneficent pope he was. That's what she got out of it. We had a few minutes after she told the story for questions. So Jack Griffin asked her, how long was the erection? She said it took about 45 minutes. Then Paulie Santo asked her, "Is the erection still up?" And she said, "Yes, it's still in St. Peter's Square." And I asked her, "Did the men have fatigue after the erection?" She said, "Yes, they did. The Pope took care of all of them." So that was what that was. So we're back at school. We're in the sixth grade. And we're talking about what a jip Father Leahy is. All the boys are in one side of the school, and the girls are on the other side. Now, I want to tell you, it's really true about those Catholic girls. When they finally get loose, about 20% of them become pole dancers or strippers. I know, I've done research on this, and I know this is true. We were talking about what a jip he was, and we were also talking about confirmation, because this was the year we were going to get confirmed. Now, in the Catholic Church, confirmation is when you're given the name of a saint, and that saint is supposed to help you out, look over you, and this kind of thing. We were all knocking that around and still thinking what a jip Father Leahy was. Somebody said, David Dipstick Dillon said, "What about Bill?" And somebody else told him that Bill is not a saint. So we talked some more. We talked about a few ideas. And somebody said, Jack Griffin said, "What about Aloysius?" And it rang a bell. And within 2 minutes, all 12 of us had decided we would take the name Aloysius as our confirmation name. So we all went up to see Sister Mary Aloysius, told that she was an important person in our life, and we wanted her name to look over us. She was in tears, and after Father Leahy found out, he brought us down to the basement of the church, and he said, "I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing." But he couldn't do anything about it. He couldn't tell the nun that we were jiving him. So on the day of the confirmation, we all scrunched up in front of to get to the altar, so we'd all be next to each other. And he started going down the line. Peter Aloysius Pastorelli, David Aloysius Griffin, Paul Aloysius Pinto, James Aloysius Johnson. Now, the church was full of mothers. It was a Wednesday afternoon. And, of course, there was no dads there. This was 1951. There's a low chuckle going around in the church, and then he gets to like number six, and the mothers can't even control it. They're laughing so hard. James Aloysius Jones. He's got six more to go, and he does that. He does the other six, and pulls up his robe and dashes off the altar in a fit of peak. So what we got out of this was Father Leahy, with the full force of the Holy Mother of the Catholic Church, zoit. Sixth grade boys, one.